Blog Talk Radio.
Just raise your hands as high as you can in this place, everybody.
Just lift your voice and say, how great is our God. Say with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great. How great is our God.
Made this day.
day out of reality. I want to say this, and he's great. He's been so good to the church that we know that it is him. It is him to comfort us. It is him who woke us up early this morning. And I'm going to tell you something, bro. Well, God has been good to this church. Well, who is the church?
Oh, yeah.
To us, God has truly been good to the church. He has made some provisions for us. And we shouldn't have to worry. We shouldn't have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? He made a way. And he made a way so much that you and I could come to the Father. We can come to the Father with anything. I really believe in the book now. The book said, cast your cares upon me because I care. I tell you, we have a point of life that God knows our heart. And he's coming for a church like you and I. He's going to come to life and allow us to come in and suffer. Even in the days we are in our midst right now, that's why we can say thank you for another day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nah.
Thank you for this day that you made it out of reality. Because it was you, Lord. Oh, my God. That came down and you brought your son through all the trials, through all the tribulations. He came and died for us all. And I'm just so glad about that, man. I'm so glad that the God we serve is merciful. Right. And that song right there, how great is God is. The only reason you know how great he is when you start turning it all over to him, knowing that he is the answer to everything you need to be. That person you got, you think he ain't out? Yes, he has. He has. He moves with grace. That's why you and I can do this today, to come up and say today, thank you for another day. And brother, I don't know if you hear it, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for what he has in store for us, and I pray for that. If anybody could hear me, give me a text.
Right, yes,
now,
sir,
second.
I can hear you.
Make sure
I can hear you.
And I heard you can hear me. Amen.
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay. I thank God. So where we are today, we're thanking God for this office that we have. We've been doing pretty good. God has been showing up and showing that on the ministry. We've been doing. I want to say something. You know what I'm saying? Today is one of our friends' birthday today. Today is Brother Dexter's birthday. You know, you and I, everybody been on this ministry and all of us know that Brother Dexter was one of the forerunners of the ministry story. And I thank God for it. I thank him for how he. He's doing what we're doing. And I want to say this here. I know that someone said, well, man, he's passed on, man. Let him rest, man. Let people rest with that, you know. But the memory that he gave us to us so we can have a thought of having it coming together like we did and all doing right now. He was part of it. In fact, he had named it God's plan. You know what I mean? And he was the very one said, man, let's put it together. You know, somebody. And I want to tell you this here. I miss him, and I know God has did some things with him. That's why I believe that's one of the things why him and I even came across each other and others to help him to see God a little different. Because he had a lot of questions about salvation.
Man.
He had a lot of questions about how he could do some things in his life to call ministry, that he had a chance to speak to someone and tell them about God before they died. You know, didn't know one day God was going to take him out of that body. The one he was going to allergy with, the one he was, God had pulled him out and took him out of that body and allowed him to be where. I can remember like it was yesterday when he said that when he got that coronavirus that day, when he got the COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, when he got it, and and you had to go to the hospital. Going to the hospital, it seemed like he was gonna make it. I mean, he sounded good. I'll never forget. He sounded real good. He sounded so good that he was making plans to how he was gonna come and how he was gonna go and go quarantine before he get around his family. You know what I'm talking about? And he didn't want that terrible disease to pass on to anybody, and he already made plans. He's gonna get out that site, and I'll never forget. He said he's gonna get out, and then he took to the words, sleeping sex. Everything stopped working on him, and they had to put him under a coma. They had to put him on a coma, and then you know how it happened. Then God took him out of the body. Took him out of the body, so he wouldn't have to be in the pain that he was when he was there on the side. So what I'm trying to tell you, our brother got the ultimate healing. He has the ultimate healing. When we look at death, we don't look at death like the ones look at it, they don't have an understanding. We look at death in God's way, that it was a blessing for our brother. It was so much of a blessing that God gave him to release him out that body. That's just the same way around our loved ones. When our loved ones leave, whether it's a mother, whether it's a father, whether it's a child, whether it's a close friend, we pray and ask God to remove that sickness. We pray and ask God to Lord, just give me strength. Because I'm seeing my mother, I'm seeing my dad, I'm seeing my sibling, I'm seeing someone I really know that's close to me. I can't handle it, Lord. Lord, remove my sickness, Lord. And God hears. But I really believe that we don't hear him. Because there's a lot of time God allowed his presence to be there for just us, to comfort us until that transition happens. Right. Because some of the sickness that he has to heal our loved ones from is out of that body. Because as long as they in that body, the body had to deteriorate. You know what I'm saying? It puts on a sickness that it no longer he or she can stand in it. So God takes them out of that body. That's why you see a lot of them, we call that a word, death, die. You know, death have came, but it's a transition of God and putting them in the resting spot. And in that resting spot, my brother and sister, they're in a better place than you and I. They're in a better place than you and I. I don't care how nobody look at it. If you've been in the Word of God, you know death is not bad. Only time death is bad is when you don't know the Lord. my brothers are one and one. When Revelation says one day, I'm going to pray before I get into the word. So I should have won't hold you long. But Revelation says, there's a number of people in heaven. John got to see this. It could be nothing. Help me, Holy Spirit. Could be nothing. There were so many there that you couldn't number it. You know what I'm talking about? And I want to go there for a minute and we can get out of here just for the sake of time. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for how you woke us up early this morning and you started us on our way, Lord. Lord, surely it was you, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit, to woke us up this morning, Lord, and made this day out of reality, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for what the things you have bestowed on us, even to the night, Lord. And some of us got a glimpse of your spirit, Lord, that you comfort them through all that night. Some of them, you spoke to us, Lord, and let them know that you love us, Lord. Some of us, Lord, felt your presence so much that when we woke up this morning, we said, thank you for another day, Lord. And we just want to just magnify you right now and lift your name up, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sin, known and unknown sin, Lord. And as we come back, we ask you to forgive us. Bless us right now. Preach peace words right now that we could be in comfort with the word of God, Lord. So let your word move in the hindrance and stuff in spirits right now that can receive thy word, Lord. Let your word go forth in someone's life, whether on their job, whether in their household, whether they're just riding down the road. Let the word meet them, Lord, and minister unto them. Maybe somebody be frustrated about them.
You were introduced to us over a few years ago, Lord, and then now you have called him home, Lord, and his family, even they called his dad home shortly after he passed. Lord, that family needs some strength, Lord, and we pray for that family, Lord. Maybe that he wasn't the only person that went on that day, but there might be another family struggling with the same thing, Lord, missing the loved one, Lord. Let it be your peace there. Let it be your spirit, though, to keep them as they walk this Christian walk, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word today, Lord, in advance, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you already bestowed in our heart, Lord. And just we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation, the book of Revelation,
amen.
Chapter 7. Revelation, chapter 7, in the beginning of verse 9. Reverend, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Revelation, chapter 7, and beginning at verse 9. I'm not going to hold you long. Watch what it says. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, help me, Holy Spirit, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne, help me, Holy Spirit, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth on the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne, help me, Holy Spirit, fell before the throne. You know, I love this stuff. Fell before the throne and on their face and worship God. Now, I'm going to stop in a minute. Watch this here. Saying, amen. Help the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power. Oh, I'm doing something with this here. And mighty. And look what it says, be unto God forever and ever. Amen. Now, I'm on the pause for a minute to let you know, when you read the Bible, and you get to reading the Bible after hearing what had transformed you at this period of time, and hearing and reading your word, knowing that when John saw this, help me, Holy Spirit, He said there were so many people there that he couldn't number them. Reverend, they did something prior to that, Reverend. They was all standing. Help me unpack this thing. They was all standing in front of the Lamb. And this wasn't just no ordinary Lamb. This was the man we call Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And then they were crying out, salvation to our God, which sitteth on the throne unto the Lamb. Brothers and sisters, it was a time they would put down palm trees for him. It was a time they took the jacket off, help me, Holy Spirit, and they laid it down. It was a time that he rolled in on an ass coat, help me, Holy Spirit. And when he was doing this, prior to that, he had came in his hometown, Reverend. They didn't receive him, Reverend. They didn't receive him. Some did, and a lot of didn't. He said, a prophet is not worthy in his own land. But he blessed the one who was there to believe. Look at this, Reverend. This time and that time is totally different, right? That time, he was getting ready to be where he is right now. But we see right now, it has taken place. Now the people all have seen him all over the world. They had a voice, Reverend, and it was all on one accord. Salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they didn't do it like most of the people. Salvation. The Bible says they cried out loud. Lifting their voice.
Yeah.
They stood around. The angels and the elders stood around. Brother, not just that, even the beasts, Reverend. And you know what they did, Reverend? They were standing up. Help me, Holy Spirit. When they got in the presence of the Holy Spirit and God and Jesus, my brother, they fell down to their face. They were standing one while, lifting their voice, and then things changed, man. You don't remain the same when you get in fellowship with God. We believe when you're in fellowship with God, you don't leave like you came in Jesus' name. You don't leave. If you came in, you might have a little hallelujah in you. Maybe you might have a little thank you, Jesus, in you. But, boy, when you get in the atmosphere, when people get on one accord, when you can just move your thoughts out the way and just lay your heart at the altar. See, you don't have to tell me your problem. Help me, Holy Spirit. You don't have to tell the Reverend your problem. You don't have to tell nobody on here in God's hand your problem. But you know what you can do? You can tell it to God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, right.
And you say, Father, I can't even handle it, Lord. I have this cane. I have that cane. I know you know these things, Lord. But, Lord, I want to bring it to your feet, Lord, because I can't bear it. But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
This was the point of time them doing that. They were coming to him at this time because they saw his face and they wanted to worship him. But you can go to the Lord. You can go to the Lord and worship him. The only way you're going to worship him, you got to surrender, Reverend. You got to surrender. And when you surrender, you cannot have these things in your heart and mind and thinking about them things and thinking about God. You have to release that and say, today, this day, I'm not going to go a whole day with these problems. I'm going to take these problems and give it to who's going to handle them. You know who's going to handle them, Reverend? It is God.
It's God.
Oh,
amen.
We said earlier, you know, for the record, we said earlier, happy birthday, our brother Dexter. We said that earlier. We said that he had the best present you can ever get, Reverend. He got the best present you can ever. He's been released. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's been released. Some of us so bound all up. We got to wake up. We got to put armament on them. We got to wake up, put that aching pain and taking pills. Some of us got to put our glasses on. Reverend, some of us, we got to walk. Some of us, we do a lot to try to stay here, Reverend. we do a lot that we got to stay here. And I've been reminded, and I kiss myself with this, and I said this, we thank God too much for staying here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We thank God too much to stay here, man. when we get to see God. Oh, it's hard to get an amen with this little brother. When you get to see God and know that all the time you were thanking him for this side, and when you see him, like John got to saw the multitude, my brother, that verse 12 stood out to me so much. When he saw them, he said, amen, blessed and glory and wisdom. Look at what he said, Reverend. Thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Brother, sister, when he saw that there, it brought a sense of reverence. If the reverence moved in, I want to thank you. I want to honor you. I want to respect you. This is how when you've been in the atmosphere with God. I mean, when you get in the atmosphere with God, someone says, well, how you feel, Brother Eric? You know how Brother Eric feels? I feel good. Because you know what? I know I'm guilty of the one that says, Lord, thank you for another day. I'm guilty of that because I know we've been taught, you know, to be grateful and thanking him. But brothers and sisters, I have got closer enough to God to know that it's better being with him. Yeah, the Bible says being absent out the body is being present with the Lord. I've been in my mind and wrapping around it a little bit, Reverend, that I know for myself. I can't speak for everybody else. I don't know how you're going to do when you get to it. I read this a while ago, the beast going to be in front of them. I just read this. I read the elders going to be in front of them. Angels going to be. They going to all be in front of them. And one of the scriptures said all the knees were touched the ground and said that he, Lord, I know I'm right about it. Every knee would bow and every tongue would confess. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you ain't calling on them right now, you will. Don't call
yes,
them in another way. Lord, I believe now. No. It's a good time to do it now. What you're saying? Why? The blood is running warm in your vein. Call up on the Lord. Know that the Lord is good. Now, when I heard that, Reverend, he didn't leave us at that point, Reverend. He took us a little farther, and he had a communication. And the scripture said, and one of the elders and said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And what came thee in day? Watch this. And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he said to me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes. Watch it. And made them white. Now this gonna be messed up for somebody been around blood and then run around some of the mess up their clothes. He said, wash them and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, therefore, watch this then. Are they before the throne of God? I love the book, man. He said, they're serving him day and night in this temple. And he, well, they sit on the throne, should dwell among them. Look what he said. They should hunger no more, neither thirst anymore, neither do they the sun and the light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, feed them, help me, Holy Spirit, and to lead them into the living fountain of water. And God, not nobody else, man. Not Reverend, not Eric, not nobody. God. Now, God might use them to wipe your tears, but when you go here, he said, God should wipe away all tears from their eyes. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, the revelation here. All this went on right. They had a question there. And in the question that was asked, who is these people? I believe this is going to be a lot of us, and my brother already took his seat. You know, he's got the resting place right now, and Brother Dexter, right? And all our loved ones that we believe that knew the Lord when they left here is already being in rest right now. And, hey, Reverend, they're going to be the ones sitting around that we're going to be seeing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're going to be dressed up in these right robes, you and I, you know. Right. No Greater Love. How that song go? The latter part of that song, he said, we're going to put on our robes and tell the story.
Tell
how
story.
We were.
Yeah.
how we came over.
So
I thank God, because we're going to have a time that when we see each other, guess what happened? He got to see that. He said, you know who that is. Then the one was in that great tribulation. My brothers and sisters, we are going through some things right now that's getting us prepared to put on that right road, to put it on, my brothers and sisters. And I'm going to tell you this, it's not a cliche. He is coming back. Matter of fact, if he don't come in our time, he going to get us one by one. Will you be ready each way when he come or when he call your number? Because you're not going to be able to resist any time when that happens. So when they seen this, he said they took their robe and washed it in the blood. Okay, and it was made white. Somebody said, how that going to happen?
Yes.
Jesus can make you whole again, my brothers and sisters. Once you've been encountered with Jesus, I'm not telling you not going to make no mistake. I'm not going to tell you they're going to bump your head. You're not going to, hey, well, sometimes we fall seven times, what the righteous said. The book said the righteous fall sometimes seven times, right? Sometimes people think they on this side until they met the Lord, they don't make no mistake. Yeah, we make more on this side than we did on our side. Yep, the Holy Spirit. Why you say that? Because the devil tax us more. He taxed us more. Why I'm saying that? Because we are counseling ourselves to try to live holy, and we know what the book says, none of us, now one of us, can live in this body and live perfect. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because the Bible said this here, Ephesians, right, 2 and 8, for by grace are you saved. Now watch this now. Through faith. That's what I said. And not yourself. It is the gift God and not of works, lest any man should boast. For we his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. It was him. Nothing is by faith. You have to believe what we just said about Romans 10 and 9. You have to believe that God has raised him from the dead, and you have to make a confession, my brothers and sisters, that God did this. It had to come out your own mouth. You don't have to be what we say word for word out the Bible. What you got to do is be from your heart sincere and say, Father, I messed up. That might be a form of what, but a backside that you already know. Yes, I messed up, Lord. Forgive me. Then he might say, well, go back and tell Eric that you're wrong. Go back to how you did Eric wrong. Now, I'm just using me as a plot. Now.
Right.
Go back and tell that sister that you did something wrong. Receive that sister apology. You know what I'm talking about? Receive her. She's trying to let you know that she's sorry. To receive that back to you. Until you do that, don't come to the altar. Because he told her, pick up that and go back to your brother or your sister and go to them. And once you've done that, brother, and they don't receive that, brother, the blood is off of you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, for us, we go a little farther, brother. We go a little farther because we believe in salvation. We believe every man God put to this earth that he wants them to come in. That's why you see the multitude going around like this. And I thank God for that, because when they got before him and they round that throne, brother, they round the throne, brother, and they seeing this God that they didn't need no light. They seeing Jesus that they didn't need no light. They see this day and night, brother. Nothing changed about it. But let me tell you something, brother. Once you get in the Word of God, once you start making him active in your life, he can be just like right now. He can visit you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He can visit you, not even while you're asleep. He can visit you while your eyes wide open.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What I'm talking about, Reverend. Them doves, Reverend.
Yes,
them
sir.
Doves, Reverend.
Yes,
he gave
me
a long time about them doves. You know, I was in a bad place in my life, and he showed me some doves in my. And I'm like that, but I don't know if I was in the body or out the body. But he showed me this dove, because the reason why he said the in and out, because maybe it was a vision or a dream, and only God could put you in between them to see his reality. So he had to he had to show me something, that every time things come up in my life, doves just come out of nowhere. It just, me and my wife be driving down the highway, and I told her about this. And, you know, she said, Eric, she said, baby, there go them doves. You know what I'm talking about? Now she's in tune, you know what I'm talking about? My baby's in tune with it because somebody said, well, you need a sign. No, I'm telling you what God gave to me. Now, God might think
Amen.
You another way. He See, God
That's
is
right.
so, God is so awesome, right? God knows that no man can see him and live. Reverend,
mm-hmm.
God knows, the Bible said, no man can see me and live. So God can come through your loved one and you can hear him.
That's right.
He can come through them to remove his glory, to come down to help you to walk in this Christian journey. He can use somebody and you can hear them speaking. Feel God's presence and don't have that aura on him that you can die in, but you can die to sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. What you talking about, Eric?
Right.
I'm telling you, you can be convicted what the person just said because you know it was God's presence. Oh, so
mm-hmm.
you said, I feel the anointing. I feel God's presence. I feel his love. And let me tell you something. The condemning is not there. You feel the love of correction. You feel the love of rebuke because you feel his grace. So when you feel his grace, you say, this got to be God because no one knew my problem. No one knew what I was thinking about. It had to be from God. So we say this word. I feel some confirmation coming on, Reverend. you weren't there
mm-hmm.
when I said this. You know, there are some people right now listening by the sound of my voice, but God has told them about something we just spoke about. Because I know how God works. Because he's speaking to me right
yes.
now. He unfolded some right just then. You know what he unfolded me? That he is the Lamb of God. Now watch this now. Sitting at the throne, he's feeding us. He's feeding us and feeding us. Man, some of us like glutton. You know what I'm talking about? We like to go to the buffet. You got to watch this. You got the oxtail, Reverend. You got the neck bone, Reverend. You got the ribs there.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at that. You spin your head over here. You got catfish over here, Reverend. You even got some strips over here, Reverend. You go over here, Reverend. You leave that table there. They got enchiladas over here, Reverend. I know you're getting hungry, Reverend. Stay with me, Reverend. You got enchiladas over here, Reverend. You got a little fries.
Come on, man.
You got a variety of food that you can eat off of, right? You can just pick what you want. Don't go to these many houses and try to find God. What would you, what table you eat off of, my brothers and sisters? We are living in the day that the devil is getting so crafty and he's moving kind of fast. If you're not in tune with the Lord, you can be led the wrong way. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are some places that you need to stay with, and that's with him. So what I'm saying, watch the table you eat off of. Read your Bible. So when you hear that preacher preach, when you hear that preacher teach, you can follow him through it because you read the Bible. Now, if he's teaching right, watch this now. If he's preaching right, watch this. But it's going to help you to understand the lesson. But watch this. But sometimes you have on your mind too many things that you can't receive the word.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have so much on your mind that if you don't watch it, you don't even know when to say amen. help me, Holy Spirit. They didn't have a problem with it, brother. They said amen. Because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to end this day like this. Don't you know they don't have to worry about eating no more? Don't you know, Reverend, they don't have to worry about thirst no more? Reverend, they don't have to worry about the light, Reverend. Don't have
That's
to
right.
worry about the heat no more. In Texas, it is hot. I know it's Chicago, Brother D, you got 62 weather. That's good. You got the 62 weather. But that was back in about 10 years ago. That global warming is going on right now. That global warming is going on right now. That global warming is going on right now. And this really is real, too. And you can go to places that you would never thought it would be hot, and it's hot now. You see what I'm saying? But you can go to the place that it's always hot. It's just hotter. And that's Texas. It's hotter. It is real hot. There, you know what I'm talking about? And it's so hot. I said, if hell feels like this, I sure don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you come out of, see, we got air conditioning down here, you know. If you come out of the air conditioning, it'll take your breath away, man. It's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even breathe. It's so hot. Why did I want to, what's this rhythm now? Watch this now. Y'all listen to me very, very closely. What I'm going to say, listen to me very, very closely. Can you hear me, rhythm? Can you hear me? Please hear me.
Yes,
sir. Can you hear me? I want you to hear
yes,
me.
Sir.
And I want you to make sure that you very, very understand what I do. What in hell do you want? You understand what I'm talking about, really? You
yeah.
know what I'm saying, really? Can I say it again? What in hell do you want? What is in hell do you want? Do you want to burn forever? Oh, heaven, that was good. Do you want to be tormented forever? Do you want to be in so much that the rich man told Lazarus and Abraham to let him take his finger and put it in the water because he's in a place that he's been tormented? It's in the book of the church that he was in tormented. But the book said there's a duck fixed down. He can't come to you, and you can't come to him. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why you got to get it right now. We'll do something. We'll send Reverend back to him and tell my brothers them it's a mean place down here. Turn your life around. He said they got the prophets and Moses. They won't believe the one who come from the list. I want to tell you right today, if you don't know the Lord and harden up your sin, you won't have this right world home. I'm going to tell you right now, you will not have this right role if you don't accept him as your Lord and Savior. If you accept him as your Lord and Savior, there is a process of walking with the King. There is a process being with him. And that process that we call walking every day with the Lord is the old man dying off, brother. The things you used to love to do, you don't do no more. I want to say something to you from the bottom of my heart that if somebody's been around me a little while, know that I don't give up on people because I know no one. I had someone stay in my corner all the way through, man. Even when I was in a place that it took me and stood beside me praying for me, man. I know God will turn anybody around if they want to turn around. If they want to turn around. So we're at a place. The brother Dexter's not here. We're at a place. Our uncle is not here. We're at a place. Our mother is not here. We at a place that our siblings have went on home. We at a place, our best friends. I mean, one time, Brother D had one of his best friends to come over here. I think you got a chance to hear him, too. His name was Bishop. And his name was Bishop. He was a bishop, right? And one day, Brother D's friend had to go home, right? And he told me that when he said that, you know, you heard his voice. I've never seen him, you know, but you see him, and then all of a sudden they're gone. You know what I'm talking about? But Bishop had made his home ready for him. He had made his homecoming ready for him a long time ago. I mean, one time I was sitting over there listening on the back line, ear hustling over there with a dog. They had a young man coming on. They called him Unknown. I think that's what they called him. And it was something about him to me, really. He had a lot of wisdom. He was an older dude, right, an older man, right? And he had a lot of wisdom. But it was something about when God allowed people to come in your life for a short time. Reverend, you hear what I'm saying? For a short time. Yeah. And you have to listen to some of them things they say to come back to you. Dexter was with us for a short time. So it was some things he said. It resonated with me. This brother here, now I'm not saying he ain't did it for nobody else. His dad told him, be careful who you listen to. He said, be careful who you listen to the word from, son. He told him that. And Dexter said, he heard around a lot of us, right? And he kept telling us about that. So one day, brother, I just really believe this from my heart, Reverend Henry. One day, Reverend Henry was on the back line, and he called me. And he said, man, I got my father on. So I threw Reverend in with me. I said, man, like, we ain't never met him, you know what I'm talking about? And it was like an honor, you know, man. It was like, you know, y'all get this wrong now. It's like a man taking a daughter taking a man to see her father. You know what I'm talking about? A man taking his wife to see his father. You know what I'm talking about? It was like he was introducing to somebody he really loved because he always used to tell. I'm not saying he didn't do this for nobody else. I'm just speaking of the time with the moment I had with him. Rev had with him. Rev know what I'm talking about.
You're right.
And his dad got on. And he had that old voice, you know what I'm talking about? You can hear he was seasoned in the word because we started talking about the Bible. He was so seasoned in the word and so good in the word, it allowed us to agree on a lot of things, Rev. Is that right about it, Rev?
Because of the
respect that we've been taught as young men, how to respect our elders, you know what I'm talking about? Which they don't do no more. You know what I'm talking about? They really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then But then some of the older people allowed them and enabled them to do what they do too, right? They let them do that. But then he was asking us questions, and we were going over this, we were talking about it, and then we ended it. Rev, you remember that, Rev? I really believe God was transitioning that brother in. He was getting him ready then, because that brother was he's always was quizzing. You know, he always wanted to ask that question about the king. What about this, man? Why we can't? Mm-hmm. I mean, what he said, why we can't have a block talk show with talking about God? We got everything else about the background with racing. I remember him and Brother Wayne brought it up. And somewhere I've been guilty of this story. I don't know how that happened, man. He goes up, but I do know this here, that he played a very, very big part of this ministry starting out. And I know that he loved every one of us over there, because this brother couldn't wait. So we used to have, we called it production meeting, right? We used to call in 15 minutes before the show started, and we just go over, we'll pray before we go in. Because I used to tell the guys, I want to treat it like a church too, you know. I want us to whatever we have on, I want us to loosen. I don't want us to go in this even coming on the ministry without praying. I don't want us to go in to show the love about this love that we have, you know. Because I believe that the death that we didn't see it that he was going to die like that. I didn't know my mother was going to die that last time, you know what I'm talking about? Because God granted one time before, man. I didn't know my father was going to die. My father actually died when we were still praying right there, and the doctor told us he's dead, and we kept praying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? We said, no, he's coming back. You know what I'm talking about? Brother, he felt like an ice cube. He was dead.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about? I mean, dead, brother. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And my auntie said, she called me, she said, because I'm the baby, right? She said, now, and me and him and I, we twins, man. I'm identical, look like my father. You know what I'm talking about? Now, he didn't raise me. My dad, he didn't raise me at all. But God brought us a union back, and I got a union back with him, because when I accepted the Lord, I changed my life, man, and accepted him.
Mm-hmm.
Accepted him. And when I accepted him, that, and I know I can't accept God and have all against anybody. So that allowed me to love my father, you know, man. That allowed me to love him. And I don't know what happened to him and mama. I don't know what happened all that day. I was too young to even think about knowing what's going on. But I do at the end of the day that we made a before he left, we had a bond, you know what I'm talking about. So I say this to say that love is a powerful thing. Love is so much that if you walk away from somebody, that man, you never know what it's going to be today, Doc. I see my mother take her last breath. You know, I mean, last breath. You know what I'm talking about? And you're talking about a hurtful situation. But watch this, Reverend. I'm still here.
That's right.
Oh, you might catch that later on. you might catch that later on, man. Now watch this, Reverend. And the pain does hurt. But Reverend, still here, Reverend. He make it without her. I can't make it without him. Reverend, I want to tell you, you're still here.
And that's right.
That's what they want us to do.
That's
they
right.
want us to keep on going. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He's comforting us. And comforting us with this death, man. We got to let the people know it is real. I thank you, Brother. I see what you're saying. It says Bishop Skinner. That's what I think, Skinner. But I thank God for how he's elevating his love for the church. You know, he's elevating his love for the church when he takes us out of his body, brother and sister. And then the ones left back, let them know that you're still here. Mother been gone 12 years, man. Father been gone 13 years. And my one who really raised me, he been gone, 32 years, you know what I'm talking about? And let me tell you something, man. I got a lot of memories of them. I have a lot of memories of them, just like I got memories of Brother Dexter. And I know today is his birthday, but I don't cry without no hope. I don't cry that I don't know where my brother is. I cry because sometimes it just hurts. You know what I'm talking about? It just hurts sometimes.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, and I love the Lord. I know the Lord. No more. And I believe right today, this is going to sound stupid to you, I believe right today I'm going to heaven. I believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I believe I'm going to heaven. And no boy can take that from me. I'm not going to let him take it from me. Because I know I'm going to. You can look at me and tell me all in and out about myself, but you can't tell me what God won't do for me. Because I know he forgave me. Yes, sir. I had a real close friend call me. I had a real, real, real close friend call me yesterday out of the blue. Really? I mean, real close friend. I haven't talked to this brother. We went to school together, man. I haven't talked to this brother since my mother passed, right? And he called me, and guess what he called me about, really? And Brother Nuts, he called me about my car, you know, my Camaro. Mm. I said, why did you call me with this here, man? I'm up and go somewhere, man. I said, why? Man, I've been thinking about that car. I said, man, I was doing good until you called me, man. You know, but I just said how folks are, you know, just to think about you. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? I could have been sleeping in my grave, and he probably didn't have a chance to talk to me. You know what I'm talking about? That's how long it's been that we talked 12 years, man. But that's my, we still friends. So we still childhood friends. Wherever I see him or if I hear from him, I acknowledge that we acknowledge each other, man. You know, and I want to tell you this: if you have a problem with somebody, I don't know who I'm talking to. If you can't apologize to them, if they hurt you that bad, you know, let me tell you something. Pray to God and ask Him to help you, because you never know what day you or him or her might leave this earth. Don't leave like that. Don't leave like that, because Brother Dexter trust some people, and he did it in his own way. He wanted to meet people. He was so starstruck on people, you know. He's like, these just regular old people, man. Love racing. He loved to see. I got to meet certain people. That's what he said. I got to meet them. We met up over there by the coal race. A lot of us there, you know, that was able to go over there, and we met up over there, man. It felt like we was all like family, you know. Come on, and I believe like Brother Woody said, I'm gonna stop talking about this one day. Brother D said it to me, and Rev, I believe you believe in your heart. One day, that day we're going to get to do it. We're going to all get to be around that throne. We're going to be like these many people in Revelation. We're going to be many of us around that throne. We might not never get to meet each other face to face. Some of us might not. You know, but one day we will. One day we're going to be around that throne. We're going to be, I believe every one of us is going to be around that throne. I don't believe we preach it. And teaching, and you receiving none of this word, and not going to make it in. I believe you're going to make it in, and it's not going to be because you're so good. It's going to be because of the blood. That's what they seen in the white robe. It was the blood that washed them. It wasn't because you know your ABC, you know every book of the Bible. It wasn't because of that. It's because of Jesus' blood. Don't let nobody fool you. But we don't teach you to live in sin. We don't teach you and preach to you to live in the camp. We teach that you have God conscience and discernment with right and wrong. Live for the King and let the King live in you. May God bless you and keep you always in my prayer. I love you guys, man. I'm a little torn right now, y'all. So if y'all don't do no else, y'all pray for me, man. Y'all pray for me. I've been truly blessed, man, on some things. Reverend, I don't know why I'm so blessed. I don't know why the things he give me, man. I just don't know why he give it to me, man. Because I'm not worthy of it, man. The what he gives me, man. I'm serious. Yeah. I know other people that have the things I have. He should give. I'm not worthy, man. I mess up sometimes, man. And he keeps loving me, man. He keeps
You're
loving
right.
me.
You're right. That's right.
He keeps loving me. That's what has right. to keep That's going, right. man. He keeps loving me, man. And I said, God, you give me these things, Lord, because you keep loving me, man. And I love you guys, man. Keep me in your prayer, man, because I want to minister, man. I want to carry God's word. I don't want to carry God's word with a mouth. I want to live his word. I want to repent quickly. I want to love and forgive quickly, because I do know one day I'm going to have to answer for what I don't give him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, man. I thank y'all, man.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay, I got to get out of here. All right, Doc.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir, Brother D, you open. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Am I open?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good morning, my brother. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just want to give a quick word and get out the way. The Lord dropped something on me as my brother was teaching and preaching this morning. Yeah, I heard him say several times in the past about fathers, the relationship that they didn't have and the relationship that they were able to acquire later on in life, and about the one that raised them. And the Lord dropped this in my spirit this morning. The Bible tells us that he is love. And I find that when you truly have God's love, you know how to love. And when you know how to love, you can't hate. You can't even dislike. You can dislike some of the things that a person do, but you can't dislike that person when you have God's love within. And see, you can't stand up before man and teach and preach God's word on a daily basis, walk around 8 days a week, 25 hours a day, assessing God's love and not be loved. You just can't do it. So the Lord allowed him to acquire a relationship with the biological and have a relationship with the step in. And they love both. God did that for us because God fixed his heart first. See, when God fixed your heart, are you fixed? A young man told me that one time, he said, Brother D, he said, when God fixed your heart, you fixed. And God fixed him. This is why you find you'll find him a lot of times saying, I love you. There ain't nothing you can do about it. You can feel the tears building up in him because he loves so hard. That's God's love. God gave that to him. And Brother Doug, I love my brother. I never met him in person, but I love him. The Lord has really been good to him and still being good. I love the fact that the Lord just, he said, I'm not worthy of it, but God, just keep blessing you. I love the fact that God, keep on keeping on. You keep on doing what you're doing, my brother. You keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. See, God won't let go. You just keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand, and the Lord will keep blessing. Keep on keeping on. Amen. That's all, Brother D, got for you this morning. The Lord just dropped it on me as he was speaking.
Again,
another lovely service. Truly enjoyed it. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the coming. We also have Martha blessed us with the golden nuggets again, the checkup. He sends in the checkup. God's work in us isn't over when we receive salvation. It has just begun. Yes, sir. Yes, that's so true. God's work in us isn't over when we receive salvation. It has just begun. The checkup is Psalms 139:17-24. Search me, O God, and see if there is any wicked way in me. 23 and 24 verse. Search me, O God, and see if there is any wicked way in me. Oh, hallelujah. God knows the true condition of our heart, and only he can forgive, heal, and lead us to a cleansed life and productive future. Praise God, the checkup. Thank you. See, God knows our heart. Hallelujah. The only thing he wants us to do is open it up unto him, and he may fix me. He may fix us. Hey, David asking, get me over that song, give me a clean heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sweet company. The Christian heart is the Holy Spirit's home. The Christian heart is the Holy Spirit's home. You know, we are temples. We are his temple. Hallelujah. And if somebody's looking for God, they should be able to find him in those Christians that are Christ-like, trying to do his will and his way. Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth lives with you and will be in you. John 14:17. The Spirit of truth lives with you and will be in you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, and Martha, for those golden nuggets, sweet company. Also, the checkup. We thank God for this word today, how he has blessed us. Hallelujah. We ask his blessing. Hallelujah. To rest, rule, and abide with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, sir.
You know, we never force nobody to come on, you know. We never do. We always send that invitation to them, right? And,
right.
Brother, I'm telling you, boy, I'm going to say it again. I just really don't understand. I see a lot of people, man, God can bless with this, what he's been doing in my life, man. I'm really young. I'm still young, right? Very young. And I look at life, man, and I see people I know should be in certain places in their life, right? And I start trying to counsel that to myself. And here God, man, just out of the blue, just did some great thing for me this week. And I needed a decision to be made. You know, I'm in the pool of it, y'all. I need a decision to be made. And I've been waiting on this decision for almost 2 years. And he made it for me, man. You know, to my, and I just can't understand, man. And I know his love. I know his, but it just over.
See, 2 years of your time, my brother.
And my, you're right.
Two years of your time, bro.
You're right.
Thank you.
You're right.
The day with Jesus.
You're right. I thank you.
I just got him.
So
thank
right.
you. Thank you.
Hey, brother,
Jesus
will make me so humble
it.
With it. Because I know I just don't understand, man. And ain't nobody right now, me and my wife, you know. You know, we got grandkids and kids, you know, just living on the roof, just me and my wife, man. God just been really doing some great things, man. I just ask y'all to keep us in prayer, man, and keep us in prayer, man. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. Reverend on some of the stuff I'm talking about, but it's just crazy, man.
Nah.
I mean, reversals and change. And
God will show up and show out in your life, my brother.
Yeah.
So you'll just show up and show out.
The only thing I can see, Brother D, every time I'll be telling everybody this, it has to be because of the faithfulness, man. It's the only thing I can see.
Yeah.
It can't be nothing else. It's the faithfulness, man, like you just said. The 24/7.
Sure.
Yes, you know,
he
was. It's just the faithfulness, man. Yes,
sure.
I know I can see it because I know I'm not worthy.
He told Mary, if
you're
faithful to him, he's faithful to you, didn't he?
Somebody said, what you doing? What you doing with saying? Anything against God is, to me, if you're comfortable doing it, you might want, especially where I'm in my life now. I mean, I'm just testifying, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm saying, anything in my life, when it comes to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything in my life, when it just something just happened just then, right? When it comes to my life, man, I ask God to give me strength. I ask God to help me along the way, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because I don't want to be self-centered, arrogant, and like he gonna always do it. Because you don't have to do it, man. You know what I'm talking about? My brother, he blessed me before I even answered it, man. But he was working something behind the scenes, and I didn't know he was working, man. You know what I'm talking about? He didn't even ask me.
Amen.
You know, I wasn't even praying for it. You know what I'm talking about? So I want to tell you that someone maybe want God to do something for him. Just be patient. and keep being persistent in your love with him. And watch this. Sometimes you might have to just don't bring it to him that day. Sometimes you just got to do what he says. Just have faith in the son. It might be a delay to you.
Mm-hmm.
To me,
I'm on time.
I'm on time. You know, come on. So let me do this. Here, brother. I love you, brother. I ask you again, pray for me and my wife, man. Pray for us that God cover us when we in this Christian journey that we're trying to do, and then what God's trying to do for her and I. You know, and what she, what He's blessed us with, we'd be all be thankful what He had done, man. Thank you, God, man.
Hey, Brad, what did Sister Mary say? If you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Just show where you buried him. show where you buried him. Oh, he's on time. He's on time. Now the people say he's the on time God.
That's it?
He's on time. Now the people say he's the on time God. But he's always
be there on time.
Yes,
I believe that.
Be faithful to him. He'll be faithful to you. So I can tell, man, God, he's never short. Never short.
All right, bro. I'm sorry. Y'all keep the brother in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Well, praise the Lord. God has blessed us. He has done more for us in a moment, in just a moment, than we could ever do for ourselves in a lifetime. He's done more for us in a moment than we can ever do for ourselves in a lifetime. We thank Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he asked God to forgive us, forgive him, they know not what to do. Hallelujah. And his forgiveness is come to this morning. We thank him for it. Praise God. Thank him for it. So, hallelujah. So we'll be here. God said the same. We'll be here again tomorrow. We thank him for what he have done this day. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we thank you, Father. We have thanksgiving up on our hearts for the things you have done and allowed us to experience this day. We have the privilege and the blessing and the allowed us to come here. Father God, we ask you to go with us and stand by us. Thank you for this word, Father God. Take it in our heart. Hallelujah. We meditate on it that it may continue to bless us in the future. Thank you for the message and the messenger and all those that played a part of Father God. Thank you. And we pray, Father God, this day in remembrance of Brother Dexter. Thank you, Father God, for his life, his legacy, but even his father's life as well. Pray for those that are left behind in his family, that you will continue to bless their hearts even as they remember this day in the name of Jesus. Lord, just want to tell you, we thank you. Jesus, man, we pray, Father God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue? God provides, God provides.
just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything.
Now, my brothers and sisters, I want your attention for a minute. See, this was another thing about Brother Dexter, right? Brother Dexter, we couldn't get no music on. And we were playing in all kind of ways trying to get some music. And finally, Brother Dexter got the opportunity to get the music on. Y'all can hear me. I got a little noise going on. I'm trying to get this out. So when he finally got able to get the music on, right? And he used to get the music on. He said, y'all send the music, what y'all want to play, I'll put it on there, you know what I'm saying? And he did, right? But then we kept playing all these old new songs, and Dexter said, man, y'all got to start playing some of them old songs, man. Y'all play too many of them new songs, man. I want to hear something that falls out of my hand.
You
want to
hear that old real gospel.
There you go. You know what I'm talking about. I want us to dedicate some few songs to him. I'm not dead read by the people. Can you find anything like, Father, I stretch our hand to thee? Just to give him something, man. I know he's here in the spirit with us, you know? Yeah, he's here in the spirit with us.
You know, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight, founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it. Father, I stretch. Come on. My hand. Come on. No.
Inside!
You know you're happy. Go ahead.
When you're down in trouble, you need some love and care. Ain't nothing. Darkest hour.
Praise the Lord. That is a lot of water. Let me tell you a second.
When I think of precious memories, I think about my grandmother, cornbread. I think about her pound cake. I think about her barbecue sauce. I think about looking beside her bed on a little nightstand where her glasses and her Bible. And every once in a while there were some dentures laying up there. She'd be down on her knees praying before she went to bed. And I always wanted to talk to my grandmother. That's my mother's mother there sitting there. But she would pray so long I'd fall asleep. One night I'm determined I'm not going to fall asleep. I'm going to stay awake till Big Mama gets off her knees because I like to talk to her. I used to lay beside her in bed and she'd answer all my questions. I remember I was able to stay awake long enough for her to wake up. But when she got up, she rolled over in bed, opened her Bible, and began to read another hour. I said, I'm giving it up. I'll talk to her in the morning. I saw that habit of her kneeling beside her bed and praying. And it just thrilled my heart. Those memories are precious and they have carried me to this day. They're precious. Everybody say precious. Say it again. That precious secrets, sacred scenes, they unfold. I think my godmother, the first person I heard sing this. Godmother, you remember this song. Sitting out there with that pretty purple hat on tonight. Sing it if you know it.
Precious memories.
Does anybody have some in here tonight? How they linger. How they ever. How they ever. Blood my soul. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. Don't you just feel him flooding your soul, flooding your mind. Unfold.